Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next, you need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/retro now for a free business plan trial to unlock advanced retro tools like private mode, voting, and two-way Jira syncing. That's Miro.com/retro now.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Wednesday, June 5th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. Near Cleveland, there are more details about a stabbing attack in a supermarket parking lot on Monday afternoon that killed a 3-year-old boy and injured his mother. Here's ONN's Kai Torque.
The suspect, Bianca Ellis, appeared before a Rocky River municipal court judge for aggravated murder. The judge also set her bond for $1 million. North Olmsted officials held a press conference. Mayor Nicole Daley Jones and the police chief gave their condolences to stabbing victim 38-year-old Margot Wood for her injuries and the loss of her 3-year-old son, Julian Wood. Detective Sergeant Matt Beck.
As of this point, and speaking with the mother, our knowledge that no, there was no connection between these two whatsoever. This was entirely a random act of violence.
Police say Ellis was found nearby still carrying the knife that was allegedly used in the attack and was taken into custody, quote, without resistance. An accused serial rapist is now being held on a $6 million bond in Columbus. ONN's Yolanda Harris reports.
Officers say 58-year-old Michael T. Davis is accused of raping and kidnapping multiple women while out on bond for the very same charges. The Franklin County Sheriff's Office says there are nearly a half dozen victims. Now, according to court records, he's accused of taking the victims to his home. Officers believe there could be more victims out there. Davis is expected back in court Monday.
Ohio Attorney General Dave Yost is seeking a temporary restraining order to prevent the sale of copies of the Talmud and other ancient books housed in Cincinnati's Clow Library at Hebrew Union College. More from ONN's Angela Ann.
Yost's legal action follows revelations that the college, the first permanent Jewish institution of higher learning in America, has indicated interest in selling some of the precious texts to offset its sizable deficits. The academic community relies on access to these texts, and any sale could be a breach of the Hebrew Union Board's fiduciary duties. Also, using sale proceeds to reduce the college's deficit could constitute an illegal use of assets donated expressly to fund the collection. The Clow Library collection includes books potentially worth millions of dollars.
An Ohio House bill seeks to cap the rate at which property taxes increase each year. ONN's Tracy Townsend.
Some Republicans at the Ohio State House think they have a solution to increasing property taxes. A new amendment being proposed to the state constitution would see property taxes capped at 4% per year. The proposal still needs to make it through the House and the Senate and then the Secretary of State before it is passed.
The National Low Income Housing Coalition says Ohio has made some improvement in the availability of affordable housing, but there is still work to be done. ONN's Melissa Andrews in Toledo has the story.
According to the Gap report released by the Coalition on Homelessness and Housing in Ohio, affordable housing in the state is shrinking. The report showed the gap between low-cost rental units and low-income households fell by 3,000 in the past year. The coalition says the fall shows the state is improving from the 6% rise from the previous year. However, high rental inflation still has an impact.
Ohio's history of innovation in the coal industry will continue thanks to new project grants. ONN's Jay Fox reports.
The Ohio Department of Development has announced more than $6.2 million for 14 new innovation projects. The funds come from the Ohio Coal Research and Development Program. Ohio University, the Ohio State University, and the University of Cincinnati will all receive a portion of the funds for research, development, testing, and feasibility studies. $2 million allows Ohio University the opportunity to develop coal plastic composite pellets for use in 3D printed building and tooling products.
In Cincinnati, the new director of Hamilton County Veterans Services may not be in the position for long. ONN's Clay Gordon has details.
Orlando Sanzo was hired by the Hamilton County Veterans Services as its executive director last week. He's also a candidate for Congress, running as a Republican against Representative Greg Landsman, who is a Democrat. At issue is Sanzo's ability to execute his duties while running a congressional campaign. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports that Hamilton County Veterans Service Commission has been criticized for not doing enough to help veterans. If Sanzo is elected, he would have to resign. Critics say that serving veterans should not be a side gig.
And northwest of Columbus in Dublin, the stars are out on the greens at Muirfield Village Golf Club for the Golden Bear Pro-Am in advance of tournament play beginning tomorrow for the Memorial. Rory McIlroy and Jason Day are among the pros playing. The amateurs include former pro athletes like Peyton Manning and Anthony Gonzalez, plus Hollywood stars like Chris Pratt. Thanks to our television affiliates, WTOL in Toledo, WKYC in Cleveland, and WBNS in Columbus, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.